Good afternoon and welcome to AI 180, the first in what will hopefully be a semi-regular case of audio blogging. I figure with everything else I'm doing, I might as well try a different method of putting some words out there. I'm currently sitting and looking out over the snow-covered patio and the Hudson River and some rolling trains and a few helicopters. It's actually quite a nice view here from the Helen Hayes Hospital. The theme for today is milestones. It's been 64 days since I first stumbled my way into Columbia Presbyterian's ER saying there's something wrong with my legs. It's been 7 weeks since I went into the neuro ICU there at Columbia. I left the ICU on Christmas Eve. And 25 days ago, I was on a stretcher having been ambulance driven up the Palisades Parkway and rolled in here to Helen Hayes Hospital, where lots of things have happened. I no longer have any tubes in me. I am tube-free. On Friday, they literally pulled out the PEG tube. Anybody who'd like a more graphic description, please feel free to call or write. They took the trach out earlier on Monday, so I have two bandages on me, but no holes, or at least healing holes. And as a result, next week, they will be putting me into the warm pool, the therapeutic pool, which should be kind of fun. Everybody assures me that most people love it. I've been slowly building up muscle, although you can't really see it to look at me. I can now do wheelchair push-ups. I can transfer myself from my bed to my wheelchair and back and forth, which is a lot better than I was when I was wheeled in here 3 weeks ago. Last week, with a walker and a lot of support, I kind of walked 50 feet down the hall twice. I put air quotes around walked because I don't really have any sensation below the knee, and so it all felt sort of imaginary. But it was very fatiguing and took a lot of relearning, weight transfer, and when to lock your knee and what to do with it. So that was an accomplishment. Kate's found us an apartment. That's another big milestone. We'll be moving, and I say we advisedly because I'm still going to be here, but Kate will be moving us as of February 15th through March 1st. And the final thing is actually a piece of reader mail. Andrea wrote and asked me what was it like hanging on to the secret that Kate's pregnant. For anybody who didn't understand my slightly obtuse message, Kate is pregnant. So Andrea asked me what it was like hanging on to that secret. Kate would come into the hospital at Columbia Presbyterian, and I, when nobody else was around, would put a hand in her belly, and we would think warm thoughts. But honestly, December was more about wondering where the bottom was for the Guillain-Barré. And while we thought about the fact that she was pregnant, we were largely consumed with what was sort of on our plate in December. So but we're making up for lost time at this point and really, really loving it. So that's AI 180. It's been 180 seconds. This is Adam, and I will be talking to you later.